I know. On the doorstep. What about my feet? Where do I direct them? Oh, to the sunny side of the street. Thank you, brother. No, I don't hear it. Dion hears it. It's the pitter-pat of Archie's feet.
They're all over the place.
And I'm guessing he's already been through like 20 pairs of shoes. Women buy lots of little shoes.
I guess three or four pairs.
For little people. No, she's holding up and he's got more now. I'm not afraid.
This rover. Did I break wind?
No, Lauren, you didn't.
That was Lauren?
Yeah.
Her voice is aging. I'm starting to age a little. Her body's not. She's not, just the voice.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Feel like kind of getting off to just a sort of a slow start, like a walk and then a run, as opposed to just boom, coming right out of the chute, jarring everybody. So we'll ease into it. We're still waiting on an appropriate day to do two jokes. Well, an appropriate 2 days. One, the snowmobile joke, and the other, the coldest igloo. It's not going to happen with 70-degree weather.
Nope.
We're telling them anyway. We're not letting... Well, here's the deal. Spring... starts, was it like
21st? Yeah, 20th or 21st.
I think we have to do it, cold or not, before spring. It does, they're just not spring jokes. I think we got to do them next week. That's what I say. Ooh, and time change comes...
Sunday.
Yeah!
Sunday.
Yes. Bring that on. We'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies, I'll tell you that. Before you know it, here it is, the 9th day of March, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it there? June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, it's...
Hi, Amanda, if you're listening, it's my daughter, who hates that song. I think she's actually starting to like it, though. And you know there are people who don't know that song, and then they'll happen to be listening to an oldie station or something, or just somehow accidentally stumble on, and they'll go, wait a minute, that's that song. See, we... in our own way, expand the horizons of people and their knowledge of music. And then when you hear something that we've beaten to death, it makes sense to you. You know what it's from. I'll tell you what it's like. It's like Peon will play these little drops. And there'll be a little clip from a movie or something. And I don't know where it came from. And then I'll be at home watching an old movie and... somebody will go, geez, I'm an idiot. I go, oh, wait a minute. I'm an idiot. We knew that. So that's where that's from. I recorded a movie last night. I watched part of it, and I had to stop and record the rest. I forgot about this movie. Shooter with Mark Wahlberg.
Shooter?
You ever see this?
No.
Good one. He's a former sniper for the military. And I missed the first of the movie, but I saw it. Long time ago, I think in the theater, and when he was out on patrol, something went horribly wrong, and I think he shot like friendly fire or something, and he left the military, and he went, and kind of a scenario you've seen 100 times. It's like the cop that retires and just goes off and is a loner and drinks, and so Wahlberg now, he's no longer military. And he doesn't want anything to do with anybody. He kind of goes in a retreat, and he's paid a visit by the FBI. And they need him. And you've seen Bruce Willis do this about a dozen times. Man, we need you to come back.
Oh, yeah.
We need your help. Only you. So they want him to come help stop an assassination attempt on the President of the United States. And they say, you know, you're the only guy who could go where the president is going to be and scope out the surroundings and help us determine from what vantage point a sniper might take a shot at the president. We need you. We need you. So, as always happens in these movies, okay, you know, he goes, because they say the magic words, well, if the president gets shot, it'll be on your head. He goes, okay, so he goes in. And the short... a summary of what happens next is it's a setup. They want Wahlberg taken out. Maybe because they think he's some kind of threat. He knows too much about the military because of the incident that happened when he was a sniper, for whatever reason. So they have him on lookout in a high-rise window with binoculars scoping out where the president's about to speak. And they shoot him, Wahlberg. But he lives. He goes out the window. And that's where I sort of left it. He's on the run. But it's a great plot for a movie. He is now on the run from cops, FBI, CIA. They cannot have him on the loose, yet he can't tell anybody what's happened. Who'd believe him? Please, you got to help me. I'm wounded. The FBI and they're trying to kill me and the CIA. Nobody believe him. And they've put out word over all the news media and APBs that he is the guy who took the shot at the president, that the president's assassin is on the loose. So now, to the world, if they spot him somewhere at a gas station, there's the guy who killed the president. And it's a great plot. So I can't wait to watch it. Shooter. It's just a simple name. Shooter. If you haven't seen it, it's a good one. And I like pretty much anything Mark Wahlberg is in. I think he's very good at being Mark Wahlberg, playing whatever. And he picks the right characters. He picks believable characters. Did you see The Fighter?
No.
What is the matter with you two? The Fighter is a tremendous movie.
We saw
it's
Ted.
It's a true story. So what?
We saw Ted. Mark Wahlberg was
okay.
In Ted.
He was good at that too.
I know.
But the Fighter is based on a true story. It's two brothers that were boxers. You got to see this. He's terrific in that too. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Yeah. Right, let's start with he didn't say it that way. I heard him. We'll start with Eon the Peon. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Along the same vein, I watched two documentaries last night. I will share them both. I enjoyed them both. The first one I watched was it's called Back Issues, the Hustler magazine story.
Ooh,
and that
flipped.
Was, yes, and that was, I guess I knew some of the whole story behind that, but it was really interesting. And he is, because, of course, Playboy was first, right. And then Penthouse came along, right. Which was essentially just a mere clone.
Well, Penthouse.
Playboy was more Girls Next Door.
Let's say there are three levels of dirt, if you want to call them dirty magazines. Playboy, the least of the dirty. Penthouse took it one notch farther,
yeah.
And a little more.
I don't think
dirty.
Graphically, though.
No,
Penthouse
Forum in the article, they had some dirty articles in some sections.
Picture wise, I think.
No, I disagree. I think
Playboy and Penthouse were pretty much the same. They didn't show.
I disagree. I disagree.
Really?
I think Penthouse always showed a little more of Down Under, if you know what I mean. And then I know what you're saying. Here comes Larry Flint going, I'll out dirty both of them.
Yes.
And he did.
He was, yeah, he did. And it pretty much covers the whole thing, you know, starting.
The whole thing?
Well, yeah.
Wow. Yep.
His start, and then
they didn't cover it.
Yeah.
They uncovered it.
His, of course, all the legal battles he had, and for some reason,
the government tried to shut him down.
For some reason, yeah, only him out of all the the dirty magazines, they focused on him, and a lot of people say it was because of the controversial articles and the stances they took because it was pretty revolutionary.
Yeah, it was a lot more than that.
You know, some of the things they talked about.
This is the guy that had readers submit Polaroids of their girlfriends and things like Beef Shot of the Month and stuff. You know, and it was just dirt.
Oh, no, he definitely tried to, go way over the line. And then his when he was shot, almost assassinated.
Yep.
And the reason, you remember why the guy targeted him?
No.
Because Larry ran an interracial photo shoot spread with an interracial couple. And the guy said,
you mean
said,
like a
I'm
black man with a white woman?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't happen in this country.
And so, yeah, that made the guy go, I'm going to kill that guy now because of what the... And he should have died. I think the guy used a 44 Magnum?
44. 44 is the high velocity one. 44, yeah.
And they showed the pictures of it. He had two big giant holes in his stomach. And they ended up running those pictures in the magazine.
And that's why
he was paralyzed. What?
In Hustler?
Yeah, they ran the pictures of him laying on his hospital bed with big old wounds, open wounds on his stomach. But and that's why he was paralyzed.
He's a dirtbag. I think so.
I don't, but I thought it was interesting, and so that was the first one. And then the next one I saw was called The Deli Man, and it had some great clips from different actors, like Larry King. Well, Larry King's not really an actor, but Jerry Stiller, and it's about the Jewish delis that started in New York and pretty much all over the country then, and how. You know, their heyday was back, you know, a little after the Depression, and it gives some of the history of how the deli started and where pretty much every block in New York City and all the different boroughs would have 2 to 3 delis per block. I mean, at one point, I think they were almost like 5,000 in the New York City area, but now they've dwindled down to, I think, 150. But I thought that was pretty neat, too.
150 true delis.
Yes. Real delis. Yeah, like the... Yeah, you know, the pastrami, you know, like the real popular ones that were in New York were the Stage Deli, I think, Carnegie, of course. That's the one with the mile-high sandwiches.
Which one did Letterman go to all the time?
That was
Rupert.
Oh, Rupert.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember Rupert's the name of his deli. I think it's still there, but I don't know if his was a Jewish deli.
You know, but you think about that. Here's a guy, Rupert's Deli. I can't even imagine the business that came in because of the Letterman thing.
Oh.
Yeah, that becomes like a sightseeing attraction.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to Rupert's Deli and say hi to, was the guy's name Rupert?
Yeah.
That was always on camera? No kidding. I thought about that a lot. I thought, hey, next time I'm going to have to go in there.
Yeah.
For some reason, he just stopped using it. I don't know what whatever happened with, because towards the end, I don't think they were still going to Rupert.
Well, I think anything. Remember
it was
two,
the Hello Deli. Rupert
remember the
G's
two
Hello
brothers
Deli.
He used to have on all the time, or something.
The souvenir stand.
It was a couple of twin brothers, or they were just brothers. It was something about two guys, and I think the bit just wore like Larry Bud Melman. It just kind of after a while.
I guess something's.
That's why we don't continue to just do the same old stuff over and over. Yeah. Like when we know that the whole cheese thing with Rat Boy, when it's run its course, we'll drop it.
Yeah, freshing things up.
Yes, we're fresh. That's right.
Good, yeah, we don't like anything to go stale around.
No, no.
But those two were very good. So, Deli Man and back issues. That was the Hustler one. So
yeah, Archie's a little older, and Dan, if you ever get a chance to take whoever at the time will be your girlfriend to New York. That's something you got to. I hate New York. I hate New York City. If I never go back, that's fine. But three things you have to do. You have to go on the subway, and then you'll know what it feels like to be a urinal cake at the bottom of a urinal, because that's what it smells like. And you have to go to the Carnegie Deli, and you have to ride in a cab.
I'd like to go. My daughter has gone to New York a couple of times with. Doing choir trips, and she loves it.
Well, women, my wife loves New York. Oh, my goodness, she loves it. I don't get it. She absolutely loves it. And women like New York City. You know what it is? It's that hustle, bustle, fashion, shopping. I mean, it's got all that stuff they like. Mm-hmm. To me, it's the smell of a urinal and vomit in the subway.
And aren't the people all rude?
Yes. Yes, they are. And I don't care what anybody says. And of course, not all. There are probably 8 people in New York who aren't rude. I didn't get to meet them.
Yeah.
But they are rude. And real quickly, my Carnegie Deli story again. I've told it before. My wife says, we've got to go to Carnegie Deli. It's world famous. Now, I will tell you this. It's the most sandwich you will ever get for the money. It's about 13 inches high. Here, let me show you. Give me an example of what that it looks like. You couldn't possibly eat it as a sandwich, and you can't eat it all. You have to take some home. Okay, and the meat is unbelievable. But, and I think it's one of the reasons the place is always packed, because people go there to be treated badly. And my wife, before the guy comes to the table, and it's like, did you ever see Mel's Diner or Alice?
Yes,
he's got a pencil behind his ear and a little flip pad and an apron. He goes, all right, what do you having? that's exactly what it's like. It's the real deal waiter with a pencil, and he's taking 1,000 orders. So she said to me, because she knows me, she says, look, this is not St. Louis. They're not exactly going to be the type people you like to have wait on you. So just roll with it. The guy comes over to our table. He looks at my wife. What are you having? She says, I want a pastrami. I probably got a Reuben sandwich. She loves Reuben sandwiches with a wheat bread. And I think, he looked at me. You? And I said, well, you know, I said, I think, and that's all I said. I said, I think. He said, you think? You think? Well, when you know, I'll come back. And he walks away. He just walked away. I got time for you to think. When you know, I'll come back. And I look at my wife. She says, don't say a word. Don't say a word. So the guy comes back over. You through thinking?
Oh, my.
I said, yeah, I'll have a blah, blah, blah. And I knew to get it out faster, he'd walk away again. I will tell you, though, the sandwich is incredible, but I don't like that. I don't like that rude, that horn honking, hey, you blankety blank, get out of the road, I'm out of, get out of the road. There's a lot of that, a lot of horns blank and blaring and cursing and flipping people off. Ah, no thank you.
There is a restaurant.
The one in Chicago, Ed DeBevick's?
Ed DeBevick's, the diner.
Is that where they're purposely,
but yes, that's
they
different.
Overdo
but,
it.
Yeah, but that's different because it's a shtick. It's a bit. It's like you're in a skit.
Yeah,
and it's funny.
And they cut you down, and they're just rude. And
you got to be kidding me. That's your husband.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, no, I like diners a lot. If I see a diner anywhere, I'm in. I go in. Milkshake, burger, diner, the old regular Happy Days diner. I love that. Yeah, I
greasy
like
food and.
I wish we had an Ed DeBevick's in St. Louis, or at least a Boogie's Diner or Ruby's. Those are all diner chains. We got Johnny Rockets or something, but it's not quite the same. These are bigger, real diners, you know what I mean? And they've always got a 1950 Schwinn bicycle on display, or a Harley from the 50s, or a car in some cases. They'll have a car on the floor. Boogie's Diner in Aspen, Colorado, has a Corvette right on the floor in the diner that once belonged to Elvis. Yeah, it's really slick.
Well, we've got like Eat Right diners around here.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I did one of those one time.
Oh,
late at night.
Yeah.
Somebody said, "Hey, you want to go where all the drunks go to kind of settle their stomachs or keep from?" I said, "Yeah." So we go, and wow, I.
Did you get a slinger? You didn't get a slinger.
No, they said you have to get
that's
a slinger.
You have to get, yeah.
You have to get a slinger.
I can't handle the slingers.
No, it wasn't for me. But it was an interesting place. And I'm glad places like that are still around. I really am.
Yeah.
You lose those at some point, you just lost America. Yeah, it's just Americana. What else do you have?
And that was all I had.
And now we turn to Dan Strauss. Dan?
Did you watch the...
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Did you watch the O.J.? People versus OJ last night?
You bet. I don't miss it.
I haven't either. I haven't missed it. This is the only one. And I forgot all about all of this stuff. But the behind the scenes is really intriguing to me with Marcia Clark, because I always thought that she was a snobby, just bitchy looking.
And you never knew what she was going through.
No.
In her personal life.
No. And I forgot about when her ex-husband did that press conference and said something about the kids.
Yeah.
I remembered that.
Yeah.
What
a jerk.
I don't remember. Yeah, I know. That's really...
Now, what was interesting was last week to see her on 2020, Josh Magwitz interviewed her today.
Oh, see, I missed that.
She's prettier. She's actually gotten prettier.
Really?
And it was a great interview. Yeah. And he said to her, he said, do you think that you lost that case? And she said, yeah. I do.
Wow. I think it was the brilliance of Johnny Cochran.
Yes, and I disagree with her because I agree. I think the case was won because of Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
Johnny Cochran's choice to try the LAPD instead of trying O.J. Simpson.
Yes,
and
exactly.
That's what it came down to.
Oh, man. And then when F. Lee Bailey stood up and he's doing this kind of tiptoeing.
Oh, my goodness.
And then
have you ever used? Yes.
Just blasted Furman. It's like, wow, I remember that now. But... holy cow, I'm intrigued by this because I watched the whole thing when it was going on live and now reliving
this
it again.
This in some ways is better.
It is because you get the inside story, I think, a little bit more.
Yeah, and I think from what I've read, it's pretty right on the money because they had advisors who were part of that case and involved in that case. Certainly they take some poetic license with the conversations that Marcia Clark had on the phone with her husband. They have to kind of figure out basically what they would have been saying. You can't have that word for it. But
yeah,
I think it's about 90% dead on.
Yeah, and the guy that I still say, the Marcia Clark, actress.
I got a better one for you. I know what you're going to say. The Johnny Cochran is a dead ringer. But how about this guy? The guy playing Fred Goldman.
Oh, my
looks
goodness.
Exactly like
yes.
him.
Yes.
I thought, you know what? If they hadn't told me, I'd have thought, well, that's footage of Fred Goldman.
I know.
That's actually him.
I thought that, too.
No,
you're right.
Nail that one. Whoever did the casting, except for Cuba Gooding Jr., did a great job.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have anything else?
No, that was it.
All right, let's shut her down. Closing the Burt segment. Consider it closed. Officially closed. Do a little business, take a little break, make a little love, get down tonight. And then we're going to talk to you. Yeah, that's right. You can call us about anything. What other show can you think of that lets you do that? Here's your answer. None. We don't care what you want to talk about. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. Or from any cell phone, *KTRS. Give us 4 or 5 minutes. We'll get right to you. I want you to remember, because when we take this offer off the table, don't say we didn't give you plenty of time to take advantage of it. And that is the oral consultation with the terrific folks at Ballast Dental Care at no charge to you, because you're AM and the PM. A real consultation requires a little time. It's a sit-down session. And it has to be a discussion about you and why you're so freaked out. And they have to make a determination as to whether or not you're a candidate for oral sedation. That consultation is usually $130, and well worth it, you know, for people certainly who end up needing oral sedation. But because you're special in your AM and the PM, right now there's no charge for that. So if you think and you're convinced, well, there's no way I can have the work done that I need done unless they put me in the Twilight Zone, this is the perfect deal for you. No charge. And they'll discuss it with you. And then when you make your first appointment at Ballast Dental Care, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be nervous. You're going to go in nervous and afraid and apprehensive, because that's why you haven't been to the dentist for a while. And that's going to go away in about 5 minutes. And in no time, you're going to feel like you've been a patient there for a long, long time. Sounds impossible? Then call me on it. Make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Now, for those of you who aren't afraid, and you won't be going there scared to death, because that's not your issue. Your issue is you, for whatever reason, have just been putting it off and haven't been to the dentist for a while. Or your issue is your dentist retired. Or you don't like your dentist. Or the place isn't clean and state-of-the-art and as nice as whatever, any of those reasons. Again, same invitation, Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and the website is as easy as the name, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. We've got a couple accidents affecting eastbound drivers. The first one, eastbound 270, a little bit east of Highway 170, and that's got either the left or two left lanes blocked. Traffic now is backed up a little bit east of McDonald. And then that's also causing northbound 170 to slow from airport up through Highway 270. And then you've got another crash. They've just cleared the right lane on eastbound 70 at Bermuda, but the ramp from Bermuda onto eastbound 70 is partially blocked. Now traffic is backed up to about Florissant. Everything else, just volume starting downtown eastbound 40. That's slowing from about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by CeCe's Pizza. Ready for an adventure in flavor? CeCe's brings new flatbread pizzas to the unlimited buffet. 3 new flavors to explore for the same great value. Just 5 and change. Only at CeCe's. Better believe it. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports without having to be in front of the TV. KTBI, Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You could save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by over 20% each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving on your heating and cooling bills this year. Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
I'm Tony, and this is Todd.
Hey.
We're service technicians at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. People know Dobbs as the place to go for the guaranteed lowest drive-away price on tires. But to help you guys fully appreciate Dobbs Auto Service, Todd here is going to list all the auto services that Dobbs performs, starting now.
Factory scheduled maintenance, air conditioning,
see,
climates,
at Dobbs, we do just about every service you could possibly need under your hood, from routine preventive maintenance to complex repairs. Our technicians are ASC certified. Our work is guaranteed in writing. Our fixed forever repairs cover both parts and labor.
Lube, oil and filter, transmission service.
You get the highest quality parts, the latest computerized diagnostic equipment, and in most cases, we get the job done the very day you take your car in. You okay?
Uh-huh. Brakes, fuel injectors, battery replacement.
Oh, and we're affordable, too. Compare our prices, and you'll see why folks keep coming to our 40 locations again and again and again. For convenient, dependable service and the lowest price on tires guaranteed, come see your neighbors at Dobbs. Family-owned and operated for your family since 1976. Todd.
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. In some cases, this may even result in back taxes being reduced. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number, 800-836-5667. That's 800-836-5667. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your delinquent tax problems and in some cases save you money. For your free information and to see if you qualify, call Community Tax at 800-836-5667. That's 800-836-5667. 800-836-5667.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Our latest addition to appliance discounters is our factory certified service department. Now you can get reliable service at a reasonable price. Whether you need service on your grandma's hand-me-down or an under warranty appliance, Appliance Discounters is the one to call. Oh, and guess what? We even give you an in-store credit for half off of your initial service call should you decide to replace your broken appliance rather than repair it. Appliance Discounters is the only local appliance company to offer service to their customers. Visit one of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m.
All right, we're about a minute or so away from taking these phone calls. Callers, hang on. Beyond, you're not going to like this at all. I just got an email from Brian. Here's what he says. One line. Frank, please keep doing the 3rd of June. I laugh every day when you do the bit, a.m. and the p.m.
The public has spoken.
And he was their own.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't care for that. I'm going to do a little business. We're going to get right to your phone call. So those of you called, thank you. Hang on. We'll be right with you. There are two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. Good Feet is all over the country, all over the United States. And you can go in other markets and see TV commercials, hear radio commercials. And it's pretty much the same message, but I just want to make sure you understand they're not in the shoe business. A lot of people think they're not going to be able to wear their favorite shoes. No, that's not true. You keep your shoes. And the inserts, they actually have variations of the inserts because some shoes are dressier and inserts are not as easy to get in. You'll see when you go what I'm talking about. So you keep your shoes. What you don't keep, hopefully, is your pain. In fact, if you don't notice pain relief right there in the store, I don't blame you. I would invest the money in something that might work later. People who buy these things, generally, when they get up and walk around in the store, the reaction is, my goodness, I can already tell an immediate difference. It would sort of be like if you were holding a needle and sort of pressing it against your skin, and you could feel, and then you pull the needle away, you go, wow, I already tell, I don't feel that anymore. Kind of like that. And the pain doesn't have to be in your feet. The number one complaint is foot pain. It's plantar fasciitis. But thousands of people go in there with knee pain and neck pain, even headaches. And the solution, it turns out, for them in many cases is arch supports, inserts. They will explain better than I can how that works and how irregular, uneven distribution of weight on your feet can result in pain in other places. The two locations are Olive, just west of 270, kind of across from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com. Is Bruce still with us, still waiting?
Yes.
I'd like to talk to Bruce. Bruce, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. What can we do for you?
I heard you guys talking about them shows and that, and me and my wife sat there last night, and I remembered that Little Big Shots was on last night. And it blew my mind. I don't know if you've seen that.
I don't know what that is.
It's the show with Steve Harvey, and there's kids that have these amazing talents.
Exactly.
Well, I'll watch it in spite of Steve Harvey. A little Steve Harvey goes a long way with me. He's too over the top for me.
The kids are pretty fun.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, really, it's the same way with me, too, on some of them other shows and that. But he really did a good job with these kids.
All right.
And it was just remarkable. What we talked about was they don't have programs like that on anymore. And it was something that we could have our grandkids over and watch that, and we enjoyed it too.
Mm-hmm. I'll watch for it.
Last night was like the initial show, but it's going to be on Sunday nights at like 7 or 8, I think.
I hope it's on a little earlier. It was on like, 9 o'clock, I think, last night?
Yeah, it was on after
the premiere or whatever.
Yeah, it was on after The Voice last night.
So they
could pump it.
I'll say one thing about Steve Harvey. He's about the sharpest dresser I've ever seen. This guy knows how to dress.
Did you know he works constantly?
Well, he's a worker. Yeah, he has the Steve Harvey Show, Family Feud.
I'll give him that.
But you know why? He was homeless for a couple of years and basically lived in his car. And he said that he would never wants to go back to that ever.
I admire that. There's something about him.
There's kind of an irritation factor.
And after a while, I've had enough. He's so out there, and he's so friendly and smiling. It's just, that's just me, maybe. I don't dislike that. I don't know the guy. I do respect and admire what I do know of him. And I would like for him to be my clothing consultant if I ever decide to dress nice.
You know, you start seeing people like this, though. And 9 times out of 10, they're phony. You know, And but this guy here, I believe he's legit.
You know what? I hope he is. I hope he is.
I do too. But I'm with Bruce. He did handle the kids really well last night.
All right, I'll check it out. Bruce, we got a bunch of calls. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Blind Bob is on the phone. Blind Bob, how are you?
Hey, Frank. And hi, crew.
Hi, Bob. You guys are the crew. What's going on?
And I guess Dan there, too. Huh?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, we're crew.
What's going on, Blind Bob?
Hey, Dan, when are we getting you out there to watch us play beatball?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to get out there this summer.
You know what you do, yeah. Or any of you do, just to see a calamity of errors.
Well, Blind Bob, I probably will make it one day, and so will Peon. But quite frankly, I'll tell you something Dan said to me that disturbed me one day off there. He said, I can't stand blind people.
Yeah, that's not like Dan. I got to wear that.
Since I'm really close to being one of them.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, I can, you know, I can, you know, that's... one of those things. You're getting there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, he'll change his tune once he's one of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right. He'll bring him down about a notch or ten.
See, I love blind people because I want them all to help me out when I finally go blind. I got so many ideas.
Oh, yeah.
When mine finally crap out on me, I need all the help I can get. So.
And I got a lot of sources. You know, I got a lot of sources I can give him for help.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, at least for the blind part of it.
I'm sure you do. Bob, so what else? Anything else we can do for you?
Yeah, I wanted to find out when is that, on what channel is that O.J. Simpson show?
It's FX.
Yeah.
FX. Okay.
Yeah, do you have what cable company do you have?
We have Charter.
Oh, then it would be Channel 77.
Listen to you.
Wow, Dan knows.
How about that?
Is that from memory now? You can't now you can still see the screen, right, Dan?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now Bob, you can't see the screen.
No, I can't.
But you watch, I guess would still be the term, a lot of TV.
Oh yeah. No, I don't watch a lot, not because I can't see. Oh, just a lot of that stuff. Just a lot of the shows are so out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of it you do, a lot of the dramas, et cetera, now you do have to be able to see.
I especially think those crime things.
I want to recommend a movie for you to stay completely away from.
What's that?
Came out a few years ago. Won an Academy Award. The Artist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'll be watching that.
It's a silent.
There's no sound. Just like that real old movie called The Piano that a friend was telling me about.
And
I don't think I'll be seeing that either.
No.
You know?
Well, you're not going to be seeing anything. You're blind.
No. No. And, you know, you mentioned a year or so back, Frank, that you bought one of the GE Super radios.
No, I bought it about 25 years ago.
Oh, that long ago. Okay, yeah. I've had mine about that long.
It's still perfect.
I still really enjoy it. I have another one that's digital, and I use it a little bit more.
Now, but the GE Super Radio was designed to grab AM signals better than any radio I've ever had.
Oh, yeah, I've taken that radio down to other parts of Missouri.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very good radio. And if you use it on battery, the battery lasts forever.
Bob, I've had the same battery as my radio for 12 years.
Really?
And occasionally I use it, and I keep thinking, oh, they're going to leak or they're going to run. No, they're still fine. And folks, before you email me where to get this radio, I don't think they make this radio anymore.
But it's
a GE Super radio. You might find one on eBay.
The quality is just fantastic. If you have friends or know someone that has one, let them show it to you because there's for the radio of its day, it was a fantastic.
I agree.
Fantastic. Okay,
Bob, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, good. I said I'd call back in less than 5 months. So.
Well, you did.
I did.
And don't make it 5 months before you call in.
Let us know when beatball starts, and we'll come out and see you.
It starts June 7th.
Okay.
I can tell you that. And I'll remind you before then.
Okay.
But you would really enjoy it, Dan. And anybody else that would want to come out and watch.
Yeah.
And,
all right, we got to go, but I can't.
All right,
to,
okay.
No, Bob, I can't.
Thank
come
you
to,
much.
No, Bob, I can't come to that one, and I'll tell you why. My anniversary is June 5th. I'll be tired for like a week.
Your anniversary is not far from mine because mine's 15th.
Yeah, well, I won't be able to go anywhere for a couple of days. I'll be so
I bet you won't. No, you'll be tired.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
The great blind Bob. Dan, how are you?
Great. How are you?
No. Dan's gone.
Guy on the phone. He's gone. See, you ran him off already. This next guy's name, according to what... you corrected that.
Yeah, I did.
Dan actually corrected himself. He had next up is Giore, and then he goes, I mean George. George, how are you?
This is Giore.
Giore. Right.
Good to hear from you. What's going on?
AM and the PM, as always.
Yes, everybody should be.
Well, hey, you were talking about going to New York. We went to New York back in 99.
Yep.
And I tell you what, Frank, I'm the same way. I'll never go back there.
The worst place. Manhattan, the center of Manhattan. What a it ought to be Madhattan. It's just holy cow.
Well, I had a buddy of mine move up there. We went up there to visit him. I'd never been, so my wife and I went. And he lived on, like, the 23rd floor of this high-rise right there overlooking the bay and the Statue of Liberty. 23rd floor, and he's paying $1,900 a month for a studio apartment.
Well, and I got news for you. That's cheap.
Yeah, I know. And he was like, this is the cheapest one we could find. And then we went out to dinner and drinks and all that stuff. So we go out to dinner. That wasn't a big deal, you know. So I figured, well, it'd be expensive for the food, whatever. So we go out and go to this bar where they're having like a big band playing, and there's six of us, three couples.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll take $100 out, you know, leave the rest of my cash at home just in case I might get mugged or something, you know. So I take $100 out, get six drinks, you know, go to the bar. Hey, I'll get the first round, six drinks, $93. I was like, we're going back to your place and drinking. I'm done for six drinks, $93.
You said a word that I'm glad you mentioned, because the whole time I was in Manhattan, I'm not kidding, I kept thinking, well, any minute I'm going to get mugged.
That's the way I felt.
Subway scared me to death.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got, you know, bums, you know, homeless people, which, you know, I mean, that's any and everywhere. But, I mean, they were everywhere. People begging for this, begging for that. I mean, to walk a block in New York and then you come back to St. Louis, to walk a block in New York will take you 10 minutes. To walk a block in St. Louis will take you 2 minutes. There's just too many damn people.
No, it's too crowded. When you see TV shows and movies and the light turns green and it says walk, and those massive horde of people all cross the street at the same time, that's not a joke. That's what it looks like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, you can't walk a straight line. You know, everybody's zigging and zagging, and, you know, it was terrible. But either way, Weiland mentioned there's a bad wreck on 270 northbound by Hanley.
Well, he's the best there is. I would imagine he did.
Well, just to let you know, I'm sitting in the middle of that stuff. So you're going northbound 270 Hanley. Left two lanes are closed. So.
All right, Tim, I hope you're listening. George, thank you for the call.
All right, this is Igor Gout.
Okay, I don't have time for another one. We need to do a little business, I think.
Yes.
The business of Window World. See, spring is not this week, but I guess the end of next week, it's the 20th or 24th, whatever, it's common. It's common. Right behind it's summer. And that's in St. Louis. I think it's safe to say that summer, would you say summers or winters are more brutal? I say summers are more brutal because the humidity and the oppressive heat and the pollen and all that junk seems to last longer than the worst of winter that we might have. For us to have a real bad dip in winter, it's temporary. We don't have many, and this year, certainly, we didn't have many days even in the single digits. But that summer, you want that heat to stay out and that air to work, and it's going to work a lot more efficiently when your windows are working, meaning no leakage around the side of the windows. I don't know that there's a window made that's made to last forever. And they all have to be replaced sooner or later. You got to make a decision. You're going to replace some of the windows with cost $600 or $700, $800 a piece, even more, or Window World window. I guess it depends on how much money you have and how much you want to impress your friends when they say, oh, nice windows. And you can say, yeah, we paid $1,100 a piece for them. If that's your thing, this is not your company. Window World does offer some other levels of window that do other things, but if what you're looking for is just a very good, basic, solid window, they have it for $189, and here's how good it is. It has a lifetime warranty. You can't put a lifetime warranty on anything that's not really well made, or you'll be broke. You'll be out of business. You'll spend everything you make and more replacing people's windows. So they have that warranty. It's a good warranty. It's a complete warranty. They've also sold over a million windows each year for the last 6 years. They've only been around for 13 years. There are lots of people who've decided this is the best window money you can spend. Window World. Don't settle for any other, just because another window is $189. No, it's not a Window World window. You want to know more, you can give them a call or go to windowworldstlouis.com.
All right, let's check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Dan, they're still working with the crash on eastbound 270 east of Highway 170. And at last check, they had at least the left lane block, and you're jammed all the way back to Highway 370. Northbound 170 is jamming up now from 70 up through 270. The accident on eastbound 70 at Bermuda, that's way off on the right shoulder, so the ramp and all lanes are now open. Westbound 70 is running slow now between Highway 170 out past the airport. We have eastbound 40 downtown heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And it looks like we've got some heavier volume now on southbound 270 between 40 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by the Yamaha XYZ1000R. Check out the industry-changing Yamaha YXZ1000R, the world's only pure sport side-by-side. See your local Yamaha dealer to take advantage of special low finance offers. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. St. Louis born, Missouri raised, with a little Illinois on our mother's side, and darn well proud of it. The Big 550, KTRS, St. Louis.
Firely's been around since 1948, but the experts tell me my advertising is all wrong. I don't talk about sales or prices, and I seldom mention brand names, but here's some names. The top four selling diesel motorhomes in the country are all sold at Byerly RV. The Tiffin Phaeton, Allegro Bus, Allegro Red, and the Palazzo by Thor Industries. And we sell three out of five of the top selling travel trailers in our market. Passport, Hideout, and Wildwood. And our fifth wheels include two of the hottest brands right now, Heritage Glen and Sprinter. So there you go. For special events or upcoming sales, go to our website at ByerlyRV.com or visit us on Facebook.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, Eureka, Missouri.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal.